7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:56 p.m.
No. No, it is not. That is never the correct time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very questionable committee. And I'm having a day. This is another one of those mornings, and it's not even morning. We got to leave this room. We got to make some tea. That's the critical thing that is happening right now. So we got to head up into the kitchen. Oh, I've had a strange night and a weird morning. The only good part of my day so far is when I woke up, I was thinking about Nikki, that girl I used to work with and whose name I had forgotten. And anyway, here we are approaching the water. Yeah, the water is just about right, and we actually need to turn the heat down. I started the water a couple minutes ago just because I knew it would take a minute or two. And so what are we doing? We're making tea. What kind of tea are we making? We're making Gingin May. We're going to try out the Gingin May that we got yesterday. We got to bring this water temperature down further. I'm going to take that down all the way for right now. Okay, so we got to put the filter in the thing. That was pretty exciting. And now we get to actually unwrap the tea. We get to open it up. We get to see what we've got. And what else do I need for this? I need this little white paper towel. I want to look at this tea. And I need some kind of knife. Oh, I have procured some knife. And then we'll just go zip, zip, zip. We got to cut the little piece of tape off of the bag that the tea is in. And now we can open the tea. Oh, sort of. We can open the tea if we have some coordination. Ooh. Yeah, okay. The bag is open. Ish. Is it open or not? Yeah, it's open. But now we gotta get the internal bag that's in the bag out of the bag. Oh, yeah. Ooh, daddy. Look at this. Oh, my God, the smell. Just the smell of the bag itself. The actual bag that has the tea in it isn't even open. Oh, my God, the smell is... Yeah, that is what Gingin May is supposed to smell like. We got a quarter gene of Gingin May here. And it looks pretty good. This isn't the highest quality tea in the world. But as I look at it, it's looking pretty nice. It's looking like it's mostly all buds. But like little buds. You know, not giant monsters. Okay, let's take some of this out and get this onto this white piece of paper so I can get a look at it. Oh, gosh, it's not... Hi. Who's a kitty? I'm trying to look at the tea. That's very nice. It is a lot... Oh, yeah. It's very nice. Oh, I'm curious. But speaking of curious, somebody else is curious. Yes, are you a curious baby? Do you want some kitty tea?
which is just water. You want some kitty water?
I think somebody wants some kitty water because she's just sitting here in front of the sink saying, hey, you're making stuff to drink. I want stuff to drink. So we bend over, pick up the kitty cup. And she probably wants some warm water because it's kind of cold again today. It's cold in my house. It's cold outside. And I think it was supposed to rain, but it didn't. Okay, here's some kitty water for you. I'll put the kitty water on the floor. And we're good. All right, so where are we? Yeah, look at this. This stuff is nice and thin. And it's got that, you know, horse eyelashes look, which is pretty critical for something like Jinjin Mei. So, wow. I gotta stick my nose in this open bag of Jinjin Mei. Oh my god! Oh my god, and it's... Oh. It's complex. I don't know what... Oh, wow. Yeah, this is different than this other Jinjin Mei that I have. This other Jinjin Mei that I have is a little bit cheaper. It's just gift tea. But this stuff is pretty good. It's got some depth to it. Okay, it has that sort of regular Jinjin Mei sort of... citrus peels kind of smell, but along with there's something really it reminds me of tamarind, a smell that deep high up in your sinuses kind of creaminess that anyway, I'm really happy about this already. So we're going to take this tea and we're going to dump it into the filter thingy. How much should I use? How much did I take out? I think I'm going to need a little bit more than that. Not much, though. We're just going to put in a couple more grams. So I've probably got like... I've probably got like 7 grams in the pot right now. And I'm pretty excited about it. But before we pour any water, I want to wrap this back up. This is good tea. I wish I had a tin for this because I'm not impressed with the bag. There's some things on this bag that would lead me to... How do I put this? When I buy tea, I don't want to read a bunch of English. I don't want people trying to sell me tea with flowery words. No, I'll be the judge. And so I expect my tea containers to be as serious as I am. I want them blank. I want them to say tea. Jinjin Mei tea. And, you know, it would be okay if it said, yeah, this is from Fushan. Okay, cool. I can dig it. And now where are we at with this? We're at the moment of truth. We need to get the thermometer, which I left in here. Okay, we've got one thermometer. We've got a vessel of hot water. And we gotta check the temperature of this water now. And I can't get the thermometer. Ah, there we go, out of the tube. Now it's out of the tube. We place the thermometer in the water, and we watch it go rising up. 60, 65, 70, 75. And I'm thinking that I'm gonna want to hit this at somewhere between 85 and 90. And we're creeping up. I need to hit some heat. We're kind of going slow here. We got to bring some bubbles back. Put the thermometer back in the water. Okay, here we go. 74. 75. 76. We're creeping our way up towards 80. And I think I'm going to punch up the heat a little bit more. And I've got a quarter inch bead now. So we're getting really close. Yes, I can tell the temperature of the water by the size of the bubbles. And, you know, that's not magic. That's just, you know, from making a lot of tea all the damn time. Okay, here we go. We're getting up to... Where are we? 82. I'm going to bump this heat just a touch more. How's our bead? Yeah, our bead is getting a little bit bigger. We're at about 3/8. We've got basically 5 millimeter bubbles. And we are now... just now surpassing 84. Okay, we're creeping up on 85. We have hit 85 degrees. 85 degrees Celsius. And so I want to let this creep above a little bit. Yeah. Okay, we're just about good. We can put the thermometer away. Wait a few seconds here. And we're going to have to do a one-handed pour. So I'm going to put the teapot here. I'm going to grab a towel. Our water is now good. And here we go. The pour. No more. The water is in. 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm pulling it. Yank! Oh my God, the smell. Oh my God, it smells like a flower garden. It smells like a rose garden, but without there actually being any roses. There's no like rose scent, but what am I smelling? Oh my God! Oh, it's so good. I'm going to freak. But there's a little bit of water dripping down. I need to wipe this up. Okay. Put the lid on the teapot. And then, for good luck, I like to swirl it around like this 7 times. And then I reverse the swirl. And then I go back again. All right, we are seconds away from drinking. There still is some water in the boiling vessel, so I'm going to turn the heat back onto that. And while that's heating up, I'm going to run down here into the other room where I have left my teacup. There he is. There's my trusty teacup. Hello. I love this teacup. I love all my teacups. I have the best teacups. At least in my opinion, look at this teacup. Hey, look how functional he is. Ah, oh, he's so great. He's a good shape, but he doesn't have much of a foot. I wish I had the kind... Well, that's a different story because that has to do with teacup balancing and doing tricks, but this is not the show for teaching you how to do tricks with your teacups. First, I'm going to rinse this teacup out, and I'm bringing it over here to the counter. This water is boiling again. And I'm going to take this hot water. Wow! Yeah, it's dragon water! It's trying to kill me. And pour it into the cup. Heat my cup up. Oh my God, I'm getting really excited to drink this tea. And so, oh, you know what we should do is we should wipe the foam out of here while we're at it. Bop, bop, bop. There's some foam in the filter. Always remove the foam. That foam is your... bitterness, your astringency. Anyway, I can't wait any longer. I'm picking up the cup. I'm dumping the hot water into the sink. Wait, why is this cabinet open? Close that cabinet before the cat gets in. Wait, check to make sure the cat hasn't gotten into the cabinet. Is there a cat in here? No, there's no cat in the cabinet. Close the cabinet. And now we can finally drink some damn tea. Let's do this. I'm pouring it. Ooh. Hmm. Okay, look at that color. Very rich. We've got a very rich color. It's straw amber like you would normally have, but it has a slightly more orangey sort of tint to it. Maybe a little bit richer in yellow, and it occurs to me. Yes. I have a Roscoe Lux sample book right here. It was on my counter. Now, I was thinking about this the other day. You could almost judge tea colors with a Roscoe sample book. So let's do that. I'm going to put this down. Okay, so I got my little sample book. All right, so here we have 3409 Roscoe Sun. Nope, it's darker than that. And 3408 Roscoe Sun. No, that's too dark. No, here we go. Oh, it's so close. Yeah, so if you want to know what color tea this is, let's go over to the straws. Let's go over to the bastard ambers. Give me quarter straw. Quarter straw is too light. So if you've got a Roscoe Lux gel sampler book. There we go. Look at this one. This tea is almost perfectly 3442, half straw. Yeah. I know science. And then compare that to 2003 Storaro Yellow. See, it's like half straw with some Storaro Yellow in it. Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, this is one of these double Roscoe Lux books. I got the addeds and the classics. Anyway, I'm not here to explain to you how to select or use gels. This is not a lighting show. This is a tea drinking show. It's time for me to sample this Jinjin Mei for the very first time. I'm damn excited about it. I'm holding the cup in front of my face. It smells amazing. And now I'm going for it. Oh. Oh boy. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, yeah. Jinjin Mei. You gotta think of apple peels, right? This is beyond that. It's got that apple peel sort of flavor. But there's so much more to it. There's like mint. No. Yeah. No, it's not mint. It's like bergamot. Yeah. It's very citrusy in that bergamot kind of way. But it's hidden. It's also buttery. There is a mintiness to it. It's very fast. It's a very fast flash flavor on the tongue. Oh, and then it goes up into your sinuses and it kind of disappears. And this is going to sound weird, but why am I getting that corn flavor? There's like these corn notes. Okay, here's what this reminds me of. If you've ever had, think back to your childhood, and I didn't do this a lot, but think back to your childhood to any fruit-flavored corn cereal that you might have ever eaten. A lot of breakfast cereal is made out of corn, and they stick in, you know, citrusy fruit flavors. Think of, you know, the circles that are fruity circles that are sold by that bird. Or you got those dinosaur rocks that are sold by cartoon characters from the 60s. Imagine the green flavor of corn-flavored citrus cereal. That is in here. What do they use to flavor that cereal? They don't use lime. They use, you know, neroli or bergamo. Something that's cheap that has a lot of D-limonene in it. Wow, what is up with this tea? There's also this funny creaminess that I can't describe. I could really pick that up in the smell, too. But this has, I want to say buttery or, no, tamarind. I used tamarind before. Yeah, there's this tamarind note that's, there's something else in there that I can't quite put my finger on. Wow. And I don't know how to describe the texture of this tea. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, it's just water. How can it have texture? No, no, no. No, no, no. Trust me. This has texture. This is smoothie. I almost want to say greasy or buttery. The only reason I don't want to say greasy is because then Kirk Cameron will come in here, start spraying 409 into my tea. We're not doing that today. We're not spraying any 409 in my tea. It's subtle. It's really... There's something in there also that I can't... You know, what the hell is that? It's I almost want to say, oh, it's spicy. It's as if I'm tasting... Is there, it's like black pepper in there? No, it's like, it's sort of like, let's say you're eating breakfast and you're having like a poached egg on toast, or maybe you're having like a fried egg sandwich and the toast has been buttered and it's got a little salt and pepper on it. You know that, there's that, you put butter and black pepper together and you, what am I even talking about? Is this insanity? It might be. You know, as I sit here and drink this, I think what I need to keep my head together is some tea drinking music, which is going to mean gooching. Yeah, here we go. Now that's some tea drinking music right there. It's got ginger may written all over it. This is crazy good tea. Oh, yeah. That's good tea drinking music. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to drink some tea, and if you're going to drink real tea, some really good stuff, all the way from the Wuyi Mountains, grown in rocks, brewed in your very own home, you want to go with Guqing. Or Guqing. Wow. Either way, you really can't go wrong. No, you can't. I love tea so much, and I want to listen to some more tea music, but I need more energy. I don't need the meditational stuff. I need an appreciation of tea, something that rocks. Oh, I have an idea. We need a song that talks about everybody loving tea, because everybody loves tea. So let's listen to Billy Squire, Everybody Wants Tea. Wait, is that the name of it? Everybody drink tea. That's what I'm going to do. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got tea to drink. I got a movie to watch. Around the World in 80 Days is starting in like a minute. I got to get out of here. See you tomorrow, 1930. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.